When alive, wide lights, little metal rail right. Where a marvel of engineering steer me clear into the plight. Right before the bodegas open, after the peak of night, before the papers delivered, I sat on the corner and sparked the light. The same corner I punched when I zone dropped on a block first. At almost 5 o'clock, watching for sunspots, a store clerk. A lone spot, was kinda like the zone was forgot. As if the grid had been reset and couldn't catch to the clock. Or the stoop was stuck in the past a half minute. And I sat in it with a loosey noopy drift out of my lips. Taste half minute, come on. And I felt like $100 in the pocket of a gambling lust. So the wonder shows and flow with the droids of the structural luck. Future toy on the run again. The sky green, the maroon is coloring. Laying against the blue is torn from where the thunder lives. Here I was directly under it. Like some dejected little brain, they told to stay away from the mothership. Cotton ball in a blizzard of mischief, a brain prison. With a thought that rode on the buses, came for conjugal visits. Fucked its way into my gray matter, the tattered territory. Stayed chatting and nagging till it demanded a yell for me. And I tried to hold the thing back, but the meditation was utterly fixated on what a friend said and related into my struggling. Dropping my voice, sold and smothering. We were children of poison pill and saw the seduction less repugnant. And reserved the right as a trigger man with a backup plan of self-destruction. Now touch the type of chemicals that could pull me towards that function. It's the stuff that I find hard for discussion. How the fuck do you explain your own self-destruction and still remain trusted? Come on. To answer the question, yes, the city wants you gone, and that's the only thing connecting us, but the connection is so strong, so how dare you assume that I sleep when you're dead? This is well outside the boundaries of acceptable behavior. I will not give you the go-ahead, and you will not be remembered fondly. I'm throwing down the gauntlet, fuck you, this isn't your decision, and for all the holy fuck I give, your little spectacle is ended, but don't think for just 1 second you've honored your obligations to me. I'm serious with my eyes, I don't find this funny, or whatever you imagine poetry is just. This feels like when you combine them, I am not going without this on my watch, buddy. Nobody's impressed with your imagined sacrifice device or insurmountable regret. You are not unique to pain, and if you go, we won't be sorry. And who the hell are you to put me through the banality of watching this? Cause many better men have gone for clearly better reasons. And I starkly must remind you that you have not even been trying, and that's the only thing remarkable about you. Stop me if I'm lying. We are always outnumbered, but we're never out militia. There's no dignity for criminals, no ministry for the wicked. In this town, if you make a sound, you're the leper with the most fingers. A league of extraordinary nobodies, the other teams bringing in ringers. No faith in the majority, no hope for the little ones. Sally pulled a pistol out, Billy got a blunderbuss. So a cool fucking you feeling that makes us struggle so wondrous. Enough to arrogantly pull what's left of the rug out from under us. I think not, you in the same barrel all us other crabs are caught. And if I have to live, you have to live. But you like this shit or not?
Come on!
Dedicated to the drowning and the noble fertility of the desperate strength force to watch.